Good morning. If you're visiting for the first time, welcome. And if you're worshiping here on a regular basis, welcome back. And if it's been a while since you've been here, welcome home. Queen Anne Lutheran Church is a place of grace where all are welcome and affirmed. By now, you've probably figured out that I'm not Pastor Dan. He's out of town this weekend. I'm also not Pastor Mel Jacob, who is going to be serving today, because he's isolating with a case of COVID. So I am here as your sister in Christ, Carol Ann Davis, along with our cantor, Kyle Hagen. We will lead you in today's service of the word. I will not be serving communion, but I just got the word that we will be having what people call Lutheran communion, coffee hour after church. And we will not be having a sermon either, but I think we're upgrading. Kyle will be leading us in a hymn sing later in the service, and you'll get to pick the hymns. As a gift to yourself and to your neighbor, we ask that you silence your cell phones or anything else that buzzes or jingles or otherwise makes distracting noises. God is with us in this place and at this time. By God's grace, we are here too. Can I get an amen for that good news? The gathering hymn is on page 841 in your red Lutheran Book of Worship. Please stand as you are able and sing boldly.
Thank you.
O God, open our lips.
And my mouth shall proclaim your praise.
Satisfy us in the morning with your steadfast love, O God,
that we may rejoice and be glad all our days.
Praise to the Trinity, one God, who gives us life. Your love, O God, forever will I sing. From age to age, my mouth will proclaim your faithfulness.
For I am persuaded that your steadfast love is established forever.
You have set your faithfulness firmly
in the heavens.
I have made a covenant with my chosen one. I have sworn an oath to David, my servant. Happy are the people who know the festal shout. They walk, O Lord, in the light of your presence. For you are the glory of their strength, and by your favor our might is exalted.
Truly our shield belongs to the Lord, our King to the Holy One.
Lord be with you.
And also with you.
O God, you direct our lives by your grace, and your words of justice and mercy reshape the world. Mold us into the people who welcome your word and serve one another. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The first reading today comes from Jeremiah, the 28th chapter. Through a symbolic action, Jeremiah insisted that Judah and all the surrounding nations should submit to the king of Babylon. Hanani contradicted the word of Jeremiah, who in reply insisted his rosy prediction should not be believed until it became true. God confirmed the word of Jeremiah and sentenced the false prophet to death. A reading from the book of Jeremiah. The prophet Jeremiah spoke to the prophet Hanani in the presence of the priests and all the people who were standing in the house of the Lord. And the prophet Jeremiah said, "Amen. May the Lord do so. May the Lord fulfill the words that you have prophesied and bring back to this place from Babylon the vessels of the house of the Lord and all the exiles. But listen now to this word that I am speaking in your hearing and in the hearing of all people. The prophets who preceded you and me from ancient times prophesied war, famine, and pestilence against many countries and great kingdoms. As for the prophet who prophesies peace, when the word of that prophet comes true, then it will be known that the Lord has truly sent the prophet. Word of God, word of life." The second reading comes from the book of Romans, chapter 6, verses 12 through 23. Sin is an enslaving power which motivates us to live self-serving, disobedient lives. Sin's final payoff is death. We, however, have been set free from sin's slavery to life to live obediently under God's grace, whose end is the free gift of eternal life. A reading from Paul's letter to the Romans. "Do not let sin exercise dominion in your mortal bodies to make you obey their passions. No longer present your members to sin as instruments of wickedness, but present yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and present your members to God as instruments of righteousness. For sin will have no dominion over you, since you are not under law, but under grace. What then? Should we sin because we're not under law, but under grace? By no means. Do you know that if you present yourselves to anyone as obedient slaves, you are slaves of the one whom you obey, either of sin, which leads to death, or of obedience, which leads to righteousness? But thanks be to God that you, having once been slaves of sin, have become obedient from the heart to the form of teaching to which you were entrusted, and that you, having been set free from sin, have become slaves of righteousness. I am speaking in human terms because of your natural limitations. For just as you once presented your members as slaves to impurity and to greater and greater iniquity, so now present your members as slaves to righteousness for sanctification. When you were slaves of sin, you were free in regard to righteousness. So what advantage did you then get from the things from which you are now ashamed? The end of those things is death. By now you have been freed from sin and enslaved to God. The advantage you get is sanctification. The end is eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." Word of God, word of life. Please rise for the reading of the gospel.
Thank you.
Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 10th chapter. Jesus said to the 12, "Whoever welcomes you welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. Whoever welcomes a prophet in the name of a prophet will receive a prophet's reward, and whoever welcomes a righteous person in the name of a righteous person will receive the reward of the righteous. And whoever gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones in the name of disciple, truly I tell you, none of these will lose their reward." The Gospel of our Lord. Let us pray. Praise and thanks to you, Holy God, for by your word you made all things. You spoke light into darkness, called forth beauty from chaos, and brought life into being. For your word of life, O God, we give you thanks and praise. By your word you called your people Israel to tell of your wonderful gifts, freedom from captivity, water in the desert journey, a pathway home from exile, wisdom for life with you. For your word of life, O God, we give you thanks and praise. Through Jesus, your word made flesh, you speak to us and call us to witness. Forgiveness through the cross, life to those entombed by death, the way of your self-giving love. For your word of life, O God, we give you thanks and praise. O God of justice and love, we give thanks to you that you illumine our way through life with your word. Give us the light we need and awaken us to the needs of others through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be honor and glory forever. Amen. Please be seated for the hymn of the day and the hymn sing.
Good morning from the organ and the choir gallery. And there's always a slight risk when you do a hymn sing like this that someone might select something that I've never encountered before. So just bear with me if that's the case. And if we really need to punt, I can always suggest an alternative or kind of learn it together with you. Do we have a first hymn suggestion? 614. Let's see what that is. Balm in Gilead. And I'll lead that one from the piano. And we'll get Barb next. 243, okay?
Thank you.
And I know Barb has one. She was beaten out twice before, yeah? 608. And I think we'll have time for at least one more. We're only about 5 minutes in. 608. Five seven zero. Now the day is over.
Thank you.
We're at about 10 minutes. One more, Rich. 888. I think we're going to conclude with that and move ahead. That way, I think we did five. I thought we might do three. So thank you for a good time with a hymn sing this morning in lieu of a sermon. Thank you for not stumping the organist. We'll continue with the service in your service folder. Thank you.
Please stand as you are able for the Apostles' Creed. With the whole church, let us confess our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of God, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Please be seated or kneel for the prayers of the church. Trusting in God's abundant mercy, let us offer our prayers for a world in need. We pray for the church, for wisdom to heed the voices of prophets in our midst who cast a vision of God's promised future, for courage to welcome people whose society rejects, for resolve to serve all in need. Lord, in your mercy, we pray for creation, for the Duwamish River, the Salish Sea, and all rivers, lakes, oceans, and streams, for lands experiencing scorching heat, drought, or wildfires, for conservation organizations and environmental activists, for scientists working on clean energy solutions. Lord, in your mercy, we pray for this nation and all nations, for presidents, governors, and legislators, for judges, juries, district attorneys, and public defenders, for military personnel, for those who are incarcerated. Guide us in ways of freedom that promote the common good. God, in your mercy, we pray for those in need, for exiles, immigrants, refugees, and those seeking asylum, for victims of harassment, torture, or abuse, for those who are ill, for any near death, and all who grieve. Lord, in your mercy, we pray for children, for their safety at home and in child care settings, for their flourishing at summer programs and camps, for the many people who care for them, including parents and grandparents, child care workers, teachers, coaches, counselors and mentors, pediatricians and psychologists. God, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
For whom or what do the people of God pray?
We pray for all those who are in transition, in work, or in their choices in life, that they just remember that you have a greater plan and that there is hope. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
I pray for my son Joe, who suffered a fall from the top of a bunk bed, and he has many, many stitches and children to do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Lord, in your mercy, God of loving kindness, we pray that you bless each person present here today and that you accompany them in their joys and sorrows, that you empower them with faith in the face of trials, and that you give them the spirit of goodwill toward others. We pray also for Reverend Mel Jacobs, for the family of Keith Dibble, for Susan, for the family of Dan, for Matt's mother, Jeannie, for Shirley's friend, Judy, for Patty's niece, Eliza, for Jackie, for Chris, for the father of Athena, for the family of Christine, for Kara's friend, Lena, and Lena's brother, Ivor, for the Richie family, for Richard Weeks, for Eunice, for Matthew, for John's friend, for Jessica and Jennifer, for Pat, for Donna, for Kathleen, for Finley, for Christy, for Awatosh and Mulageta, for Jan, Jean, Richard, Barb, Denny, Hildy, Mary, and Carol. God, in your mercy, we give thanks for all the saints and prophets who have received the free gift of God, which is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. May their lives of humble service inspire us in faith. God, in your mercy, receive our prayers and answer us, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always. Please share the peace. Please remain standing for the Lord's Prayer. Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. You may be seated for the announcements. Most of the announcements are in the bulletin, but I did want to add one thing that I mentioned earlier that didn't make the bulletin. We will have a Lutheran coffee hour afterwards, so please stay and enjoy some conversation. Were there any other announcements? Okay. And we're ready for the blessing. Please stand for the blessing. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, bless and preserve us.
Amen.
Our sending hymn is Rise, O Church, Like Christ Arisen, on page 548.